Let the speech of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be for good pleasure in thy sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. Conjugal love and religion walk together in every step, every small step and every stride out of religion or into religion is also a step and a stride away from or into the conjugal inclination that is special and appropriate to a Christian. The conjugal is the desire to live with only one wife, and a Christian has this desire according to his religion. Marriages have their seasons of warmth and cold, hopefully returning to renewed warmth. This is the way of all human loves and activities. We all go through times of stronger interest and dedication and times of relative apathy and discouragement. We cannot create feelings of love. Only the Lord can create love. But we can strive to act honorably and usefully, and to treat our spouse and our neighbors in honoring ways. If we do this sincerely from principle and with prayer to the Lord for help, eventually our feelings will catch up with our principles. The Lord will bless us with even truer love than we had at first. Here is a great law of human nature from the Arcana Celestia. Action precedes, man's willing follows. Or in other words, action, doing, comes first, wanting to follows. We read further, for whatever a man does from the understanding, at length he does from the will. And finally, he puts it on as a habit. For now, he begins to feel within this habit something of what is blessed, and so to speak, of heaven. This habit and its blessedness remains with him after death, and by means of it, the Lord raises him up to heaven. Arcana Celestia 43:53. First, we make ourselves do what we believe is right, then eventually we love it. This is how wintry states come back to spring. The pattern for every human activity seems to be that we begin in heat without light. Newborns and little children receive many states of innocence and love without understanding. We begin a new job with excitement, hope, zeal to do a good job and maybe get ahead, but not knowing exactly what the job will entail. People fall in love and get married with great warmth, but little idea of the practicalities of married life and how to grow together. Husband and wife have a child, often still deeply in love with each other and feeling that the Lord wishes them to have children, but knowing very little of the long-term commitment involved in raising a child or how to take care of a baby. The wonderful thing is, as blissful as the first states may be, our states can grow even better, much better, as we mature and develop. Many married partners will testify that they are much happier today than they were when they first started out together. The key is to keep learning and focusing on use to others. A person in a new job has a steep learning curve at first, till he masters the knowledge and skills he or she needs and figures out the main requirements of the job. In the long run, a job tends to grow stale if it seems there's nothing new to learn. It is similar in every activity. Certainly a new mother has a lot to learn. The same is true in sports, in music, and in all kinds of work. We learn by doing. We learn by trial and error. The challenge is to identify problem areas and find solutions. In solving problems and making things work, we find great satisfaction, and our love for that activity grows stronger. Any genuine interest seeks the facts and skills to become more effective. The same is true for marriage. We can learn new ways and develop better habits to solve problems and grow together more and more forever. A husband and wife grow closer by working together on life's uses and projects. She supports him with interest in his occupation. She cares about the challenges and problems he faces in his search for solutions. She loves his dedication to doing the job right, even when it is not convenient. Above all, they think and work together in raising their children. There are always so many problems to solve, so many stresses to deal with. The pursuit of wisdom, that is, of discovering better ways of life, is the essential masculine quality. And to love that wisdom in her man, and thereby to become one with him, is the essential feminine quality. But too commonly, the first love grows cold. The enthusiasm dies down. The passionate quality becomes dull. The problem is that the jewel of true love, or true dedication to any use, is embedded in us in a matrix of lesser ore, that is, of rather selfish notions. Our first attraction to marriage inevitably involves physical and worldly motives. We need to let the Lord guide us beyond these first motivations toward a love which is higher and more wonderful. At work, we are motivated by money, the wish for independence and security, and the desire for approval and reward from employers and clients. There is a core of true idealism and devotion, but it is surrounded by a lot that tends to be spiritually cold, not truly loving or dedicated to use. So the writings say, those who love only bodily, natural things cannot be conjoined with a married partner, except as to those external things. And when the externals fail, for example, when a person's looks are no longer interesting, or the novelty of being married wears off, or things don't work out as smoothly as expected, then cold invades the internals and dispels the delights of that love. And this until nothing is left of the remembrance of the early state of their marriage. The same thing can happen to any other interest or love if self-interest is uppermost. Because we all have a weakness toward too much self-interest, we all have cold states from time to time, even in heaven. It's an inevitable part of the progression of our states that we have winter as well as spring and summer. But winter states do not need to mean the death of our love. We are told it is not so with the spiritual. With them, the first state is an initiation into perpetual states of happiness. And these states are promoted in the degree that the spiritual rational mind of the one, and from this the sensual natural of the body, conjoins and unites itself with that of the other. But such people are rare. Conjugal love number 59. Why are such people rare? Because the truths of religion are hard to find in the world today. Many sincere people are teaching and learning techniques for communication in marriage and for truly ethical practices in business, rewarding real quality workmanship. But only the Lord can lift a person up out of his or her selfish instincts to treat another person with true love and respect. Only when we look up to the Lord and see marriage as his institution, something to be treasured, no matter how we may be feeling in any given state, can the Lord bring us through our hard times into new strength, through our winters into exquisite new springs. Similarly at work, the Lord can give us a vision of use that is greater than ourselves. He teaches us that the work that we do every day is our greatest opportunity to serve the neighbor and so grow into true charity. But today, the acknowledgement of God is weak in the world because so much rubbish has been taught about him and so many wicked things have been done in his name. So there is a strong sphere of religious lethargy and indifference, as well as confusion. Mankind is in a time of coldness toward the Lord and darkness about everything spiritual. The writings teach that all the root causes of coldness between married partners relate to religion, to rejection of religion, to difference of religion, or confirmed falsity of religion. Religion, our relationship with the Lord, is at the center of our being. It is where the Lord's warmth and light is meant to come into us. If we turn away from him, then heavy clouds veil our sky. How can we be warm? True love seeks a strong base of truth on which to build. But if the truth is buried, what foundation is there for a strong marriage? What hope is there for a marriage that grows forever? But in the writings, the Lord again teaches us the truth about himself and reveals that there is a love truly conjugal, a true love in marriage which he will give us if only we turn to him. If we look to the Lord in the way we work and the ways we treat our married partner and our children, he can bless us with true love. Love of use at work, love of our neighbor, spiritual love for our offspring, and love truly conjugal. We will still go through cold states, but the Lord will be leading us, supplying us with truths from his word and from other sources, and helping us to put bodily things, the cares of the world, and other selfish thoughts in subordination to him. The Lord says, if we love, desire, and ask him for legitimate and lovely companionship with one, and spurn and hold the nose at roving lusts, we will gradually perceive our lives changing, being perfected, and our love for our married partner becoming warmer and stronger. In the change of the seasons, light returns before warmth. The Lord said, yet a little time the light is with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness overtake you. While you have the light, believe in the light, that you may be the sons of light. Nowhere is this more true than in marriage, for conjugal love and religion walk together in every step. Let us take full advantage of the information that the Lord is giving us so that our love may grow stronger and more precious forever. Amen. Now to the one only God, Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.